You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Governors work to speed up vaccinations. England reaches a concerning milestone and the EU approves the Moderna vaccine. Here's what you should know. The U.S. reported its highest daily COVID-19 death toll yet on Tuesday, topping 3,770. Meanwhile, governors across the country are working to accelerate vaccine distribution. In Maryland, North Carolina, and Arizona, the National Guard has been mobilized to help, while California's Gavin Newsom just promised new actions, including allowing dentists to administer the vaccine after they've received training. Operation Warp Speed reported it's distributed more than 3 million vaccines. So far, 17 million doses have been sent to states, and more than 4.8 million have been administered. An estimated 1 in 50 have COVID-19 in England as the country returns to lockdown. Boris Johnson made the announcement Tuesday. This number is an estimate based on an official survey aiming to account for asymptomatic cases. Earlier this week, the UK went into its third national lockdown, which is currently scheduled to last until mid-February. Johnson said that the government plans to use the next month and a half to speed up vaccination, particularly among the elderly and other vulnerable populations. And the EU approves Moderna's vaccine for conditional use Wednesday morning as cases continue to rise across the continent. This is the second vaccine approved for use following Pfizer-BioNTech's. The EU has ordered 80 million doses of the Moderna vaccine with an option to order 80 million more, and rollout is expected to begin next week.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.